This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last number of visits, we have been studying Philippians 3, 14 through 21, to discover how to be properly motivated to become a good Christian mentor. Now let's amplify the second main point in our study of what it takes to become a good Christian mentor, practicing what you preach. To do this, we'll study Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Verse 8 emphasizes what you are. One of the leaders of our church was an executive when I first met him. I remember going to see him in his office. When I walked in, I immediately noticed a beautiful printed and framed rendering of Philippians 4:8 hanging on the wall behind his desk. Every time he walked into his office, he would see, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." He also knew that every time someone walked into his office to discuss an issue, they would see the verse as well, hanging on the wall behind him. It was a constant reminder to be a man known by these qualities of character. When Paul exhorts us to think on these things, he means more than think about them in an abstract sense. He encouraged them to think on these things with a view to making them become a reality, a possession, in their own being. Like looking at a catalog, finding something you like, and then thinking over what it will entail to go and purchase the item, making it your own. Take time to do this with this list of character qualities, and we'll continue this study in our next visit.